I'm Derek Cardwell with this recap of this past Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. With a season-high 98 cars between the three classes, there is going to be action all over the place. Australian and rookie Lachlan McHugh took quick time in the four-tenths of a lap of 15.880. 53.60s caused the cars to be split into two groups of 25 for time trials, and Cam Martin, who has been having a quietly good season, only was Group 1 quick time, but the fastest overall with a lap of 16.284, while Aaron Reitzel's 16.546 was quickest in Group 2. The Pro Sprints drew 16 cars, and Matt Allen had the overall quickest in qualifying, touring the track at 18.076. The heat races in B mains largely went uneventful, as there were only a couple of yellows and a red flag for Gray Anderson tripping over in Turn 1 during a heat race. He walked away uninjured, but was done for the night. I'd love to tell you that we had three exciting down-to-the-last-lap A mains, but only the Pro Sprints feature was the most compelling. Mike Johnston took off from the pole and front row and led the opening laps.
Battle for the race lead. Look at Cade Higdon already making up ground as he jumps to that familiar outside position and has moved up to third. Challenging for second is Cade Higdon from his sixth starting position, and he's going to have it at the flag stand. Second for Cade Higdon. But your leader after lap number one is the 14J of Mike Johnston.
Higdon played it patiently as he waited for his turn to attack, and by lap nine, he had Johnston in his crosshairs.
And here comes that 24 of Higdon, and he takes it up top where he loves to be. And he is quickly reeling in the 14J. Just a couple car lengths separate, first and second. Johnston to the bottom. Higdon sticking it up top. Johnston still your leader, but only by 0.2 on Higdon. Higdon with the run up top. Around off of turn two, Cade Higdon, now your race leader.
Higdon would go on to win his seventh career race at the Knoxville Raceway, and Higdon told Mike Roberts in Victory Lane, the car he races is as old as Cade, and it just keeps winning races.
What a race you had there, buddy, and it was patience is all it was, and I give you credit as the driver, but I'm starting to think this old car's got a lot of victories here at Knoxville, not just by you, and it's a lucky car.
Yeah, that's got to be, I think that's 12 or 13 on that car, so. Yeah, it's definitely not all just me. That car works really good, and she's been about ready to go to the scrapyard a couple times, but we just keep bringing her out and just keeps winning.
The 360 and 410 races were, well, runaways, as Aaron Reitzel had it his way in winning the 360 A main. Garrett Williamson did get the lead down to around a half second late, but Reitzel was never flinched.
As the laps are ticking down, white flag in the air for the RSR number 8 of Aaron Reitzel. And Reitzel brings it off at turn four. Double checkers wave for your race winner, Aaron Reitzel. Another 360 win at Knoxville for Reitzel.
Reitzel had not run during many 360 shows at Knoxville lately and decided to, since the 360 Nationals are coming up, that he needs to defend his title. And he brought the very motor that he used to win the event last year off the shelf to see if it still worked. And it did.
Our Triple X car just, it's really good with a 360. If we get figure out how to do it with the 410, I think we'd be, I mean, we're getting there. Our 410's actually getting really good, but for whatever reason, these cars really like 360s. This motor is actually Don Long's motor that we won the 360 Nationals with, so I don't think it's been run since then. So, you know, two practice nights before the Nationals, we blew the dust off of her and put her in, and it's just like I remember. So excited to have that motor back in. It's probably the best 360 I've ever run, so Jamie Moll did a hell of a job building it.
After being away for the Kings Royal last week, Brian Brown needed to make up for lost time on the track, and he did not disappoint, dominating the 410A main, leading all laps and sending notice that he is a contender for the Knoxville Nationals.
Brown, two to go. Just went by Sawyer Phillips in 15th position, now working on Terry McCarl in 14th, and he's going to put T-Mac a lap down. And right in front of him is Ryan Timms. Man, Brown is really putting on a pace here. White flag in the air, one to go. Austin McCarl gets by. Aaron Reitzel for second. Brown down the backstretch with a straightaway lead on Austin McCarl. It is going to be the 21 of Blackjack Brian Brown. After a week away, he goes back to victory lane in Knoxville.
While the win was nice, Brown said he never really felt comfortable in the car.
Let's talk about the overall night. Second quick, heat race I don't want to talk about. I'm sure you don't. It was an ugly heat race for you. But I just found out a little bit ago, this car is actually the one you won the Outlaw Show with last year. But it, yeah, but you crashed it since then. It's just you won, but it didn't look that good.
No, I mean, honestly, that's kind of where I felt too. Like we won the Outlaw Show when we put this thing away last year, and then I crashed on the first up in the Capitani Classic, and then really at the Nationals, I didn't qualify good. I didn't run good. I ran horrible, and it's like I just felt like something was wrong with the car. And we looked it over, upside down, crossways, whatever, and it's like, well, let's just take it back and see. Because I'd like to have two good cars going to the Nationals. And I hot lapped. I'm like, man, this thing's done me feel good. Qualifying, like, I managed that. The heat race, I'm like, this thing's not good. And in the feature, I was telling myself, like, man, I could run eighth, ninth here pretty easy just because I didn't feel very good. And we made huge gains from heat race to then. But I definitely wasn't myself, I don't feel like.
There is just one more show before the Nationals arrive, and that is this Saturday as the Pezzo's All-Star Circuit of Champions rolls into Knoxville along with the 360s. For KNIA Cabela Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.